From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio, filling in for my last day this week. I know you're all sad. But Mark Lawrence will be coming back next week. Chad will be with you, I believe, the rest of the week. But this will be my last turn with you. On the other side of the glass, we've got Rob Center, who's been keeping me in check, making sure that I'm dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's and whatnot. And Matt Cottrell is in the newsroom. Thankfully, we're having a quiet day today, so we're not getting a whole lot from Matt, but that's a good thing. In front of me right now, we have Caleb Bainey. He's the manager. And we have Will Baylor, who's the assistant manager of a nice little shop called the Little Sportsman Shop in Northumberland. How are we doing today?
Morning. Hey, morning, Chris. Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. So you guys have a pretty awesome celebration coming up this weekend. 10 years as a local business. Yep. That's pretty impressive. Tell us all about that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we have our 10-year anniversary. We're calling it the 10-year gunniversary, which is pretty cool, I guess.
Sure. I'm not sure in this day and age that's something you want to throw out there, but all right. If it works for you, that's...
Yeah. So, we're celebrating 10 years being open. Steve, our owner, he actually opened the store about 10 years ago, and we're just giving back to the community. We really appreciate what our customers have done for us. We really appreciate everything that the community is doing as well. So we just want to have a fun day, give back, and do some awesome just fun stuff for everybody coming in.
All right, and what can we expect on this fun day?
Oh, man, we have a lot going on. I actually have a list in front of me, and it actually got longer while we were writing it down.
That's always good, man.
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's always good.
Basically, we're just going to have all kinds of events going on at the store. We are going to have a bunch of World War II reenactors, which are always, cool.
Yeah.
They're going to have some equipment. We're going to have like a deuce and a half there. You can check out and ask these guys questions. They know their history. They know their guns. They really want to share that with everyone. So
you'll be able to crawl all over that deuce and a half truck and take pictures and get up inside it and
wow.
All kinds of things. Yeah,
that'll be cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, you don't get to do a selfie on a deuce and a half very often.
No,
these days.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. I mean, I know we have I live in Shamokin and we have a tank out there, so you can go like up to the tank and be like, yeah. So it doesn't happen often. You're absolutely right about that. So it says here you're gonna have a visit by Brian Benfer, who is he does a CSVT aerial photo. So what is that all about?
Yeah, so Brian's actually a really good friend of ours, and he has a powered parachute, one of the ultralight powered parachutes, and he goes and he has a Facebook page called Brian Susquehanna Thruway Project. I'll give a shout out to him. He's got some really awesome videos and pictures and everything of the CTSV project going on. And you guys should go check that out. It's amazing the progress that has been made. He's kind of documenting the entire CSVT project, from the air. And so he'll have his ultralight aircraft there, his power parachute there, showing it off, showing how he takes the pictures.
Wow.
And stuff like that, I'd probably be able to get a picture with the ultralight and everything. It's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and the technology behind that must be fascinating.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
Really neat.
And he does the drone work as well. So even on a day when he can't fly, he can still get up there and get some pictures. So.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, drones are like the big thing these days, especially in photography.
Yeah.
You're seeing all kinds of wacky videos. I remember at a concert, a music festival recently. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I just see this thing, and I'm like, are we being invaded? What's happening? We're chatting with Caleb Bainey and Will Baylor of the Little Sportsman Shop in Northumberland. The address is 1153 Susquehanna Trail. They're doing their 10-year anniversary this weekend that they're calling the 10-year Gunniversary Celebration. And so what are the time frames for this whole thing?
So we're going to be open from 9 to 6. Right before 9 o'clock, probably about quarter of, we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting. With the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to come down, get some pictures, and get that ribbon cut, and then we're going to crack the door open at 9 o'clock and go like crazy.
And so, all these things will be all day. Like, is Brian Benford there the entire day, or is he, not know the time frame he's there?
I believe he's going to be there for most of the day, as well as the truck, I believe, is going to be there for most of the day.
Okay, yep. And then, so it also says you're giving away a few raffles and binoculars. You have other door prizes. What's that all about?
So, basically, lots of door prizes for, people coming in the door. So you're going to want to get there early, because, once we're out, we're out. But lots of cool stuff, cool gun swag, hats, keychains, all that kind of stuff. And then, like you said, we have the actual giveaways, and we are giving away some really cool stuff. We have some Vortex binoculars, Diamondbacks, that are going to be given away, and then we actually have a couple guns that will be given away for free.
That's right.
Now, that will be, with the purchase in store. If you purchase anything over $100, you will be given a ticket to enter into the contest. And we have a Keystone Sporting Arms 22 long rifle, one of the Crickets. We have a Ruger American 308. And we have a Smith & Wesson M&P 15. And it's one of the real deals, not like one of their bottom line rifles. It's actually one of their really, really nice.
Basically, it's about a $1,200 AR.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a very good rifle.
So you spend $100, you could win a
$1,200.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's a pretty good trade off right there.
Oh yeah.
And then you had said the World War II reenactors. So are they gonna reenact stuff, or are they there for discussion purposes?
Yeah, more or less, they're gonna be just kind of cruising around in their reenactment gear and stuff like that, being around the Deuce and Half, kind of showing everybody and talking to people about history and things like that. If you have history questions, those guys are, usually reenactors are pretty up on what's going on the history side of things, and they're amazing.
So, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, hey, I don't want to talk bad to my history professors in college, but I'll tell you what, these reenactors, sometimes I think they know more than people with a degree.
Well, I would imagine if you're gonna put yourself and throw yourself into a reenactment, you'd want to know to the T what something is. So
yeah.
I would imagine they probably do know more than a history professor has to know, more of a broad base.
These guys are they do so much research into the gear that they put together and wear. It's amazing sometimes, the little things, the fine details, even down to a buckle or certain buttons and things like that. It's pretty wild.
Do you get a lot of German reenactors? Is that a thing that happens?
That's actually a really big thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a little
funny. So actually, I'm gonna give a little
who
shout
wants
out.
Wants to play the Nazi? Really? No, dude, I want to be the Nazi.
Surprisingly, more people than you think.
That's very
so
upsetting.
Hey, shout out to Matthew. He's also one of our employees at the store. Matt and I actually went to a World War II reenactment a couple weeks ago out in Ohio, and we were actually both kind of surprised by the number of the Nazi reenactors. Yeah,
that's really frightening. I would think you'd have to dress up some pillows or something like that. So the event is Saturday, September 14th. It says 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., right? That's the store times. Now, just in general, as we wind up here, just some general store stuff. So when are you guys open in general?
So in general hours, we're closed on Sundays. That's the only day we're closed. Monday through Thursdays, we're open from 10 to 6.
Okay.
And then Fridays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 9 to 4.
Okay.
That's normal hours, and then again, it's closed on Sundays.
I just want to also throw this out here. As Caleb mentioned kind of at the beginning of this little conversation here, we are all about giving back to our community. So I do want everyone to know that we are giving $5 of every sale to the PA Wounded Warriors Project.
That's cool.
I mean, that's whether you spend $5 or $500. I mean, we're giving
matter.
$5 yep. of every single sale to the Wounded Warriors.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's highly commendable. And is that's just for this event, or is that something that you guys are running for a week or a month? Or
On the event day, every single transaction, like Will was saying, whether you come in and buy a 25-cent pair of earplugs, it doesn't matter, we're still going to get $5.
That's even more interesting, so you don't have to spend more than $5.
No, absolutely not.
That's incredible. That's really cool. So Caleb Bain Anthony, Will Baylor, they're the manager and the assistant manager of the Little Sportsman Shop in Northumberland Point Township, specifically 1153 Susquehanna Trail, Northumberland. Their event is their 10-year anniversary, or their gunniversary, as they're calling it, Saturday, September 14th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be sure to check that out. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming out, and thank you for you guys for what you do for our community.
Hey, thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.